Hey, everybody. This episode of Sleep So Strange is made possible by the people that use their Amazon link at sleepwithmepodcast.com/Amazon. A free way to help me keep going with Sleep So Strange is just use that link, sleepwithmepodcast.com/Amazon. Every time you use Amazon as a part of the affiliate program, we'll get a commission on whatever you buy. And now on to Sleep So Strange. And right now I'm recording on location, Syracuse, New York, actually Salve, New York, I think. On the shores of a lake from my childhood, Lake Onondaga. I started to laugh because my mind went blank. If this is your first time here, we don't do all our episodes on location. I'm just with my family now, and we're trying to watch a sunset here. And that's a wonderful distraction, you know, a sunset. Maybe distraction's the wrong word, but a wonderful thing to bring your attention into. You start to watch it, and the sky changes, and the sun slowly sets, and night comes. But it's a slow, slow process, but it's a process we can't control. It happens, and then it happens. I guess it happens every day, so it's tough to come up with a good metaphor for that. And now I'm just noticing we were going for a walk, and now they're walking back towards me. So I'm going to keep walking here. Hopefully that doesn't distract you. But I hope I can take your mind off of stuff just the right amount. Like, that's the whole thing with this podcast. Like, you watch a sunset, and maybe you get a couple breaths, or you look up at the moon right now, three-quarters moon. Is it waxing? Is it waning? I wish I could answer that question. It was cut from the Willy Wonka song. Is it waxing? Is it waning? Grab some paint and let's start painting. And normally these intros are a bit longer, but you know, this whole podcast is just taking your mind off stuff. I just happen to be in town here for some family stuff. And I figured it'd be fun to try to get some episodes down and get them recorded. So, I'm going to roll into the next part of this show. And thanks for stopping by. I really hope, I really yearn to help you fall asleep, and I appreciate your time. Thanks. Oh, and by the way, housekeeping. We're on the web, www.sleepwithmepodcast.com. Older episodes are there. You can comment on the website. You can email me feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com. You can get me on Twitter at Dearest Scooter or on Facebook. I want to thank Chris Posty Posterson from Sounds Like an Earful, who edits our episodes and does the theme music. I want to thank Scotty and Jennifer on our artwork. I want to thank Jonathan Mann on our lullabies. We got a Facebook group, sleepwithmepodcast.com/nods. I want to thank all our moderators over there. Julie C., Jennifer B., Rachel L. to the G., Lie to Lie, Alexandra and Laura. And I want to thank Latitude on our subreddit. You can go over to sleepwithmepodcast.com/reddit. And if you want to support the show at a couple dollars a month, $1, $5, $10 a month, really all we're looking for is a $3 donation average. So if you can help out at whatever level you can help out at, if you get value out of the show, if you can be one of those 300 people we're looking for this month to help the show out, that'd be great. It'll help me keep making 12 episodes a month. Hey, thanks for your time, and let's get on to the show.
Okay. I am headed into the woods. I am headed into the woods of my youth. I'm following my brothers. I'll attempt to walk slow. I hear my footsteps as I walk through the woods of my youth. My brothers are waiting for me, crossing through my neighbor's backyard with the greenhouse, talking into a mic, headed towards the legendary Miss Otis's house, white with black shutters, just as it is in my dreams, crossing Mrs. Otis's backyard. I forgot there's a pit for burning garbage or grilling once that we thought was a sacrificial I hear that strange bird. I think it's just for garbage burning. But Miss Otis has a long yard, hilly, leaf-strewn, but the new homeowner seems to have mowed it. With two of my brothers, Ken and Ted, they're ahead of me, wondering what the best entry point to the woods is. I dropped my phone. Oh, now I'm panicking. And now I stand on the precipice of the woods, ready to enter. Though it's spring, the woods are stark and gray. Little green poking through the ground. The leaves are, some are bone white. The trees are bare. I think I did very little woodsing in these woods back then. I guess in the winter would be cool. I can hear the buzzing of an insect, a bee, or some other buzzing insect. Now I'm on the verge of a wall, an old wall. When I was a lad, I wondered if revolutionary soldiers hid behind this wall as they did heroic acts, but now I probably realize that it's just a way to divide property lines. Some moss growing on the wall, stones piled, leaves covering it. And now as I head down this small gully that runs behind houses to the left above on a hill and houses to the right at the bottom of the gully, I see one of the best parts of playing in the woods, tipped over trees you can climb on and pretend you're an Ewok when I was a kid. So we're here in the wilds of Syracuse, New York. Early spring, warm day. Feels warm, but the trees, they look like they're cold because they're naked, you know, naked trees. In front of me now is a large tipped over tree. Was this a tree that's been here so long that I climbed on it? It's possible. It's probably likely. There's a couple stumps underneath it. Just enough for a couple kids to sit and chat or read comic books. Imagine, I don't know what the kids today imagine. They still imagine revolutions and fighting for the North and I don't think any of the Civil War took place up here. I don't even know, probably in this spot here, if there was any revolutionary action. Do they imagine they're with the characters from Star Wars: The Force Awakens? Or maybe they're a budding brother and sister, because this tree has a big opening at the bottom where you could just imagine small animals, little bear cubs living. Maybe a young moss lover, child who loves mosses and lichen. Who likes when I make jokes like I'm liking? This is the sound of me stepping over a tree. Those of you that are the detailed listeners of the podcast will remember when my sister, brother, and I climbed into a temporary pond that had gathered, and I'm on a small ridge overlooking that pond. It's dry now. but you can see the basin. You can see that it was recently filled with snow that melted and either evaporated or sunk beneath the earth. And for your enjoyment, I'll descend now into this pond. This pond basin. I don't know if the same crabby older woman is hiding in her house watching me with a microphone, black bag, cords, strange outfit on, mostly pajamas I've cropped together from clothes I could find. I'm smashed short in a shirt, shorts and a shirt. Sound of a acorn falling from a tree. Here I go, down the banks of this pond. A giant tree is overturned here in the pond area. You can see where... Oh, I see a squirrel. Maybe you could just hear it. There's a bird calling. And here I go down the banks of the pond. Now in the more loamy, wet earth of the... was recently kissed by... Holy moly. But what I found here is one of the Christmas gifts that people that say, oh, I kind of thought of a gift for you back when I was little. It was a plastic bowling set. You can hear it here. It's a little AMSR action. I'm tapping on a plastic bowling ball. I found... in the bottom of a pond, I once talked my brother and sister to going into in their underwear, and we got grounded for many, many years. A pond that only had water once in my youth. But it, you can hear it. So it's a plastic bowling ball. About the size, smaller, bigger than an orange, smaller than a grapefruit. And it would come with a few plastic bowling pins. And you would either use it, you know, you wouldn't really use it for bowling except for once or twice. Unless you're very industrious. But yeah. There's a mangled bike tire here and a figure eight. Oh man, this is an old one here. How about I touch some bark? How about that? You want to get ASMR on me here. That's the sound of dried bark. An overturned tree. Oh, I can see the spot where my brother and sister and I went in. I'm on the other side of the pond now. Side the one who was screaming at us and saying, I called your mother. And I'm thinking this tree was here the whole time. Crossing the pond again, recrossing it. Returning to the shore where I first... said, hey, one day I'm going to go in this pond and, you know, get leeches on me like the guys in Stand By Me. Really a lot of overgrowth here. This is a spot here. There's two trees at the edge of the pond. That's where we put laid our clothes. So we climbed down the bank into the pond. I can see the lowest point of the pond from here, where we would have set off on our adventure. And can't say I feel very much other than wondering, you know, what just, I mean, that soil must be very drain heavy. But yeah. I mean, it must be very... Yeah, I'm standing in soil now. I'm sinking. Looks like wild strawberries or something are growing. My brothers are up on a hill above me searching for tennis balls. Tennis court stands and beyond them. And here are the leaves. And this is another spot from my youth here. Oh, bed frame. This is another... This was where the... path was the most worn in. There's a big rock here. I never named the rock, but this is a good rock for pretending we were having meetings during the Revolutionary War we were fighting. And pretending it was our camp or our sentry point. And I don't know, I guess somebody would drink a beer here recently. Could have been me. Last time I said, let me pull up the old nostalgia blanket here. But I'm headed up another hill now. Yeah, I'm at the peak of a hill now. A bumblebee just caught in beams of light. It's making its way from leaf to dried leaf. Not sure why or what. I wish I was a bumblebee expert. Just lazily bouncing along. I've lost sight of the bumblebee as a breeze picks up. Probably due to the lack of cover, people are watching me from their homes, wondering what I'm doing. Luckily, my brother's in the fire department, but they could be contacting the weirdo authorities, I guess, would be. Well, that was another tennis ball. But now I'm going to make it my way up a ridge. You may hear me. This is a good stick area. Lots of sticks for making your revolutionary weapons. Strange, a piece of thing on the ground looks a bit like a piece of corn on the cob. Not sure what it is, really. Now we're into a further section of the woods. A little bit more boring section. At least as far as childhood memories go. One last hill to investigate, but I don't know if there's anything really to see beyond there, so I'm gonna probably caught in one of these sticks. Oh, I just saw something cool. A flat rock. Giant flat rock. The other thing out here of salamanders. I don't know what salamanders do in the wintertime, though. We used to come out here and flip over rocks and see salamanders. And, that's cool when you're a kid to see. I mean, to me, it was an exotic wild animal, salamander. Not dangerous, but in its wild environment. Usually it would result in dropping a rock on your toe from me. Okay, we're being tracked now by strangers. You can hear them. Might be neighborhood kids or, interested homeowners. Saying, what is this man doing? This man, boy man, they don't know that though. They actually think I'm a strange man. Well, that'd be correct too. One of these backyards is my cousin's backyard now. And the house, I guess I didn't mention this on my paper route episode, but the house my cousin lives in was the best tippers on my entire paper route. And they had pretty good candy, too. And I think the house was built on plans from Frank Lloyd Wright. Or in some way it was connected to Frank Lloyd Wright. Interesting. Or at least I remember when they were trying to sell it, it was. I found a cinder block here, and cinder blocks are always good places for action with toys, or when you're older and you think a cinder block was actually a good place to hide adult magazines. Not that I'm not looking for that right now, but I've moved the cinder block and there's no salamanders or adult magazines or G.I. Joe figures. Oh, here's a good thinking log. I think I'll sit here. My brothers are cleaning the woods up. So rest easy if you're worried about me being harassed by tennis ball throwing ruffians. They're woods cleaning, tennis ball throwing jerk faces. I've just had a seat on the thinking. You know, let's just listen to those two talk. They caught me trying to listen in. They haven't given me signed a release form, so... But here I am, sitting on a... looking down through brambles and branches. As tennis balls fly in my direction. Down at the pond. Another tennis ball. In between, in the center of the route of my paper route. In the center of my paper route, I guess you'd say. I was also thinking, you know, what might be very ASMR-y is me stroking some moss. So let's go ahead and stroke some moss. Let's do a little more sitting and thinking, chatting, jets flying overhead. We have peaceful bird noises, brothers cleaning the woods noises, and the distant spring air, warm, unseasonably warm spring day in the 60s here. You can hear people talking and playing and, you know, doing yard stuff in the distance. Maybe I can just hear little Andy. Talking to his brother. Hey, come on. No, let's just go in. Just take your clothes off. What could possibly go wrong? Well, no, I'll go in first. Oh, and then I go in. Oh, my goodness. This strange, tepid pond with tons of sticks and barbed wire and the woman. Oh, this is the best. Oh, look, I can do a backstroke here. Come on in, you two. I don't think Mom would like... Oh, yeah. Oh, my. Mom will never find out. How would she possibly know? You know, I'll just leave my underwear here in the woods. Okay, I think it's time to stroke some moss. So here it is. It's silent, but you'll have to trust me. But this is the sound of a man petting moss. Yeah, if that doesn't get you in the, right in the ASMR, my inability to enunciate, oh, my brother almost slipped there, he doesn't think anybody saw it, I did, he recovered well. Can you hear noises in the distance? Probably an unruly mob of former customers of my paper out, caught wind I'm in town, gathering. Going door to door, saying, let's, little Andy's in town. Remember? Worst paper deliverer that ever delivered papers. Now I'm just at a distance here. My two brothers are on another thinking log, hunched over their phones. One's sitting up straight, the other hunched over his phone. Let's just check this rock here. I see a good rock for, what are those things called again? Maybe they're newts. They're not chameleons, because I remember, come on, change color. Salamanders. They're amphibious, I believe. Breathe through their skin. Okay, I have a rock up. There is a salamander under here. And it's peaceful. That's a salamander's red stripe with it down the middle, black on the sides and the legs. Rusty stripe. And I just returned it to its rock, to its proper place. So leave it alone. You can stand here and listen to a couple bird calls. There's not many leaves, so the wind as it blows through here gently. It's just a light, tiny, crinkly rustle on the leaves on the ground. Where I stand here, there's ivy poking through. Not the itchy ivy, but the ivy with lavender flowers. Honeysuckles, I'm not sure if that's what they're called, but you can pluck them out and
suck on them, and they have a sweet taste. There's another rock pile here I'm heading towards. A lot of rocks just generally strewn about. I don't know if that's from the Big Bang, or people just throwing them, you know, down the hill. This looks like something was digging here once upon a time. I'm gonna take a step into it. Oh boy, let's hear that. It's got some depth to it. This is a pile. Could be a natural pile. Doesn't look natural to me. And I don't know if this is the people we pushed out, you know, that once made their homes in Onondaga County, the Onondagas. But, you know, I guess I should learn more about the county history. You know, where does this wall come from? Who made this rock pile? How many different kinds of moss are there? Could I make a living just as an ASMR artist on YouTube, stroking moss? What rating would a video have if it was called The Man Who Stroked Moss? Now my two brothers are excavating something, or excavating, I believe. They're onto something. Yeah, they're digging through the leaves. They found the bowling pins, I think, that go with this bowling ball. Now you can hear them talking in the background for an extra layer. I'm here by an old log. It's got holes bored in it that have leaked in it over the years. I think this log is older than I. But it's got some bird droppings on there. No bark. I guess, you know, even this is lulling. Balance is an important thing with sleep and life. Balance is not something I'm good at, so why don't I try to lullingly balance and walk on a log. What could possibly go wrong? So I'm on the log, and I'm walking. Feel a bit like one of Robin Hood's Less Merry Men. And I'm not a friar either. But yeah, I'm walking along towards the end of the log. Then I'll attempt a 180 degree turn. Here I am at the end of the log, turning. And I'm going to make my way to the end of the log again, one step at a time, letting my body balance itself. Heading to the end of the log where my brothers chat. Doing another 180 degree turn, walking again. Getting slightly too confident in my ability to balance because I'm going to switch to yet another log. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, these are the things you do after 20 minutes in the little woods. Oh, he's transferred. Whoa. But yeah, now I have a foot on each log. I'm straddling a couple logs because now I'm back on the... I'm on the new log. I'm not back on the old one. Yeah. I'm balancing. And I'm walking. This log is smushier. Just the kind of log you don't want to find out that crumbles underneath you. Now this log here, I've transferred to yet another log, has some white growth on it. Some sort of ancient white growth. I don't know what it is. It's growing on the log. It's not moss. It's not bird droppings. It's something else entirely. Something ancient. Is it something... some ancient form of life that I don't want to step on it, so I had to step off the log. That's why I stepped off, not because I lost my balance. Holy ASMR.
jackpot. Just seeing the most furriest thing in my life. Listen to me stroke this. Why don't we continue our ASMR edition? Actually, it won't be binaural, but we can continue our ASMR with me crinkling some leaves. You can just hear my brothers chattering in the distance. In the far distance, I can hear a happy kid playing on the hillside somewhere. Oh, it's a swing set. I can just see it through the trees. The father that'll soon be calling the police. He sees three men emerge from the woods, one with a silver thing held to his face. That'll be fine. I made my way over to the old wall. The one, you know, I think make up history about. There's an interesting smell here. Nice woodsy smell that I just can't quite identify. You can hear the joyous swinging going on. Oh, I think I see an old piece of a vehicle and another wonderfully flat big rock. I'm gonna make my way over there. Now I'm standing on a giant flat rock. I mean giant. Looks like it was carved out of the raw material of our planet. I'd say 10 inches around, but it's not a circle. 10 inches, no, 10 feet. And about 3 feet thick. It's got some two kinds of moss growing on it. Maybe passed away moss and maybe 3 kinds. Let's do a little close up here. Oh yeah, I've never looked up at moss this close, even when I was stroking the moss. There's some human hair looking moss and tight curly curls. And you have some fresh green moss that's more bulbous. I sure brought a looking glass with me. And then some older, I'd say pine tree style moss. Then on the side of this you have some blackish moss. Almost like a moldy moss. Ah, moss. Wonderful to say, wonderful to touch. Pretty darn nice to look at. And one day I'll make my bed in moss. You know, once I get clearance that it's a good idea. But another thing about the woods is, you know, when you're wandering in the woods, is you'll find car parts, and you say, what the heck? Because where we are now is far from a road, but not so far. But you still, you wonder, how the hell, looks like a front, it's a front left side of a vehicle. Maybe it's a tractor, where I would go above the wheel here. Rusted, abandoned, and about to be the victim of some ASMR action. Yeah, that's some rusty tapping. Yeah, this is the rusty tapping cast. So I don't think that gets a too ASMR-y. Now we're gonna do some bonus. I'm gonna walk back down away from the wall here. Alright, so I'm walking on the side. The wall ends for a second. It's just a mound here. Not far from the vehicle. Oh boy, this is a little bit of a work to get up that hill. So maybe not everybody builds walls in there. But, you know, some people do. Yeah, I'm a builder of walls myself, but I'm trying to change that fact. Here I am, I'm going to take a few more steps on this wall. Maybe you'll hear some rocky rock action. Some stones. I'm doing some stone stepping. There's an old piece of metal fence there. I guess I'll be exiting the woods of my youth. I hope you get a nice dose of the woods of my youth. My brothers have two full garbage bags, so they're the real heroes. They also weren't heroic enough to get me with a tennis ball. So there's that. But yeah, we exit the woods. I wouldn't say that was a nostalgic journey. I guess because I was recording, it's a good yet another good way to repress my feelings, but also just to say I'm looking at it with a totally different set of eyes and a totally different mind in some sense, but also I'm still the same person. And it's just such a darn beautiful day here that, man, especially for it to be so wintry tree-wise, but this yard I'm in now, I can see little green buds everywhere. So spring has dawned, I guess. And the early morn has rolled in. And I guess, I don't know, I don't have another one for sprung or sprang or springing. I approach the back of Mrs. Otis's old house. Oh, I forget there was a... Once upon a time there was a treehouse here before. Predated Mrs. Otis, and we're kind of banned from using it, but we still did. And then up through the Moore's backyard. We used to use another yard, but that yard access is cut off now. As I make my way through the yard, picking up speed, if so, I don't get yelled at by anybody. Now I'm in my parents' backyard, standing in a spot where my two favorite trees used to be. We lost them years ago. I was already in California, but a late winter storm that took down a huge amount of trees in Syracuse and the surrounding area. But I think it was a 7th or 8th grade crush at the top of that tree. It was engraved there. Spent a lot of time at the top of that tree, climbing as high as I could, just like a young Bran. And thinking up there, listening to my house. It was another place of escape for me, of thrills, of climbing higher and higher. And it was a thick pine tree. There was two. The left one on the left was better for climbing. But I could climb up there. And you don't really, it was so many branches, you really didn't have to worry about the danger, but you could get the height. It was probably twice as high as my parents' house. I could see, I could think, and I could wonder. So that's it. I don't know if you can pick up on any of these beautiful bird sounds everywhere.